So hello and welcome. You're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. Oh my goodness, the next guest is so amazing. I'm just sharing with you, she has gone through a lot and she's healed a lot and it's taken her some time. It didn't happen overnight. Her story is really pretty miraculous. I'm delighted to have her here with you. Before I even say her name, I would like to encourage you to head over to www.theericaglessingshow.com because you can see there all the books that are involved with sponsoring the show. And today in particular, I want you to make sure you do that. So welcome today, Katia Cooper.
Oh, thank you, Erica. Thank you. It's really fun to be here.
You know, you've worked with people a lot on healing, trauma. You know, you've spent so many years. Tell me one of the things that you kind of have noticed or observed over the years in helping people heal from something that was, you know, very disturbing or difficult.
What I notice the most is that people are looking to be heard and bring their attention to what it is that needs to be acknowledged in order to release it. And once they get to that place, the releasing becomes very easy and the change happens really magically.
Well, I like that there's even hope for change.
yes, tremendous hope, right? Tremendous hope. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what inspires you.
Nature inspires me the most, especially in the warmer weather. Being in the Midwest, you know, spring, summer, fall is really cherished. So for me, the woods is the best, and really taking in the energy that's in nature. And it's something that I've done since I was a child, but also some of the tools with Access Consciousness has helped me really get into soaking in nature, even when I'm not outside, of just bringing all that energy in from the trees, the plants, everything, the nature spirits, everything that is.
Well, that's the perfect segue into your new book. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about your new book? It's called The Elf's Journey. And go ahead and just share with us kind of a little bit more about your book. Since it's just now being done, right?
Yes.
Yay.
It's Healing Childhood Sexual Abuse, and it's for adults, teens, therapists, and all supporters of survivors. And it's about this elf that explores nature and her own healing and gets involved with other nature spirits. And the journey becomes fun, even though she's working through some trauma. And she's really working through it. So it helps the readers go into subconsciously places that they can release and heal.
So tell me a little bit about the artwork and the art that you created as part of the healing journey.
Okay, so I was taking a process art class and the teacher really helped me go into that energy of where I held trauma and get it out on paper. So that was a process, like a full day process of just getting this out with paint and listening to my body. It changed me completely. Wow. And so I had this artwork that people would go, wow, you know, I really feel the energy of that, but it didn't really have a picture that could be identified as something. So, Bettina Medini did the artwork digitally over my process art. So she painted a fairy and a tree and an elf on the back, shows up on the back of the cover, and really captured the energy of the story of the elf hiding away and the therapist helping bring light to the whole experience.
So maybe I'm guessing, since people tend to be attracted to what, you know, they need to work on, or they tend to listen. We were talking earlier about how you just kind of look through all the podcasts and you pop on, hey, you know, I think I'll listen to this one right now. Tell me a little bit about where someone can get started if they're healing some childhood trauma, or, you know, maybe even just healing some bad marriage or something like that. Like, where, how can someone get started?
I've got a lot of resources on my website, and I think reading books is a good way. And then asking questions and being curious of what would help me, because everyone's experience is different and everyone's way of healing is different. Access Consciousness has great tools for asking, how can this get any better, for example? And whether it's good or bad, asking, how can this get any better? That's a super tool, because there's, with trauma, there tends to be hopelessness, and it's really about turning that around. And once we're asking the question, it's really opening everything up.
For, I love it. Thank you so much for coming. This was awesome. If you don't have her book yet, please go out and get it. It's available today on Amazon. It's called An Elf's Journey, Healing Childhood Sexual Abuse by Katya Cooper. And Katya, how can we reach you and find out more about you?
You can go to my webpage, which is Katya Cooper. I'll spell it KatiaCooper.com. And you can also, on that page, you'll see my Facebook links for Facebook pages.
Okay,
perfect. Related to healing.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.